one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies, those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, here to talk to you about Perfect Match Season 3. And once again, I have my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hello. And we are joined by Ty Laurie of Destination X. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm very excited to talk about this season with you. But Ty, first, have you ever watched Perfect Match before, or is this the first time?
So I have watched some of season 2. I didn't finish. I fell off a little bit. But so this is like my first time I'm going to do a full season watch.
Okay. Okay. And how much dating like shows do you actually watch? Are you familiar with most of these people, or they were all new?
So some of them were new because I haven't seen Too Hot to Handle, but Love is Blind. I love Love is Blind. So those folks I'm definitely familiar with.
Yes.
And the Ultimatum too. JR and Sandy. Yep. Yep. Seeing them on the cast was one of the reasons I was locked in. Those two plus AD and Ollie, I was like, okay, I have to watch this one.
I think that makes sense. That makes sense. For us, we talked about Love is Blind a little bit on this channel. I've talked about The Ultimatum. I think that might be, well, I talked about Love Island. So we've touched on a few of these. I'm not getting anywhere close to Dated and Related. Sorry, Netflix.
We don't need that.
But I am going to talk about Daniel, because Daniel was making me real mad these episodes. But first, I guess, should we talk about Louis and Sandy first? I feel like they are a lot to go off for it, but we can go there.
Yeah, we can start with them. We can start with them. There's a lot to be said. So I'm not familiar with Louis from Too Hot to Handle. What is he 22, 23?
23.
Okay, yeah, he is a baby. He is a baby.
Yes.
And just in general, like, younger men just in that age category on dating shows like that, when I see them matching up with women that are older, off break, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. He doesn't have the maturity. He doesn't have the life experience. But with Louis, at least I can say that he's self-aware, you know, like he calls himself out when he's being immature, when he's jealous. He even talks about like, okay, I want to be a little toxic now. I want to get back at Sandy. But sir, that's still a problem.
Exactly.
That's still problematic.
Yes, it is. I think that's also part of Too Hot to Handle's branding. You know, they're always like, oh, I'm here to be reformed. So they can talk pretty clearly and outspokenly about their toxic traits. But Louis has done, I think, 3 seasons of Too Hot to Handle. So I don't think he's being reformed anytime soon.
No.
Then he was on Battle Camp. And now Perfect Match. Here's my thing. Louis, oh my gosh, he's a flirt. We knew this, but when it comes to later, I hate how bad he was making Sandy feel and accusing her of trying to have fame. She was so angry, she couldn't even finish her sentence. She was like, you're the one. You are on Netflix every year. Haven't taken a break since you turned 21. But she's the one who needs fame.
Get out of here. Yeah. I didn't like that either.
Him if and anything, Daniel.
Like you said, he's the veteran. He's the veteran.
And he tried to use that as like his credibility. It's like, I've actually done this a couple of times. Therefore, I know women who are clout chasing. Sir, you did a pap walk with Huda Mustafa. Days after she got out of that Love Island villa. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that either.
What?
Yes. Yes. And it's like, how would they even know each other? How would they even know? But yeah, that has been a whole thing. And Louis is also Miguel's friend, who is with Leah from last year's
Love Island. Interesting.
So Miguel said this week the reason why PPG unfollowed Louis is because they do not respect the reason why he is pursuing Hoda, which is very much giving...
Oh, clout chasing.
Okay, so wait, he's pursuing Hoda, like, real life?
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
This man. I just can't with him. I just can't.
Wow.
Exactly. So it's like, why are you wasting Sandy's time? She did consider Carrington at one point, but then he's living in another country. I think Love Island and the Ultimatum girlies are going to be much more serious.
Oh, yeah.
So, but still, unfortunately, she's looking at this man and like his answers in the compatibility game ick me out.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. And also the fact that he keeps referring to his Big Ben.
Oh, ick. Gives me the ick immediately.
Big ick. And like whenever the women are like, "You're so young," and he's like, "Oh, I hate that." And then he just refers to his penis. I'm just like, sir.
It's this giving is further.
It's giving it's, young.
Yeah, it's it giving is. It's giving mature. Extremely young. Yeah. Giving you young. Big Ben. Ew. Like, I mean, I guess some women must be going for that, because if not, he wouldn't keep, you know, using that term and like throwing it around. Somebody must like it.
Clearly.
The women on Too Hot to Handle. That worked for them. I don't know if it works for outside of that world. He did go on a date with Alex and said that she was his type. I wrote down, we see too much of Louis' thigh on this date. I don't know if the cameraman was legit under the water and was just doing a close-up of her hand on his thigh, but I was like, get me out of here, get me out.
She knew what she was doing, though. She knew what she was doing. She was like, okay, this one's nice and easy. Mm-hmm. Let me just stroke a little bit. And he was just going crazy. But yeah, it was. Yeah, that angle that they had, that underwater, I was like, ooh, cameraman all up in their business.
Right. I literally looked at my partner and was like, okay, did they use money out of the budget to get an underwater camera for potential moments like this? Like, I don't think I've seen any other shots that were underwater, but then I'm just like, POV Alex's hand on Louis's thigh.
No thank you. She almost got him saying, well, you know, if I do a relationship, then I just need to have threesomes. Women are sexy.
What show did Alex come from? There's just like vibes. It's just like, you can tell Love is Blind and Ultimatum people. You can tell like Bachelor folks.
Temptation Island. Exactly. She was being the Temptation.
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island, Too Hot to Handle. They have a particular vibe.
They have a different energy that they bring, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. Sandy should have dropped this man multiple times because he actually ran that threesome offer back. He acted like this was competitive job offers. He's like, this girly pop offered me a threesome. Can you match that?
I know. Can you match this? What you got? You know? It was crazy. But the way he just like lit up as soon as she said that. Number one, when she said that, I wasn't like totally buying it, because she did say like, oh, women are sexy. But then she was saying like, I haven't met a man who says that he can only be with one woman. Girl.
Yeah, that's a defense mechanism then. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, exactly. At least I can be in control of it if I'm in the same room. That's a sad, sad relationship.
Yeah.
Ugh. And she's probably straight too.
Right.
Because
all that he needed to hear. That's all that Louis needed to hear for him to be like, okay, well, you know, considering, you know, coupling up with her. And to be honest, I don't know. Like I said, I don't really believe that Sandy is that into Louis. I think out of what's available, and, you know, they do have a rapport with each other.
Yeah.
He's all right. But when I saw her, you know, like crying and getting upset, I'm like, girl, you crying over this little boy? Where's JR at? Like,
right.
Where's JR at?
But they met up and it didn't seem like they were going to explore. And on that season, JR seemed so much more interested in Sandy than she was into him. I think. So I'm like, I'm not really surprised. And also, can we just talk about JR? JR gets pulled in because another couple goes into the boardroom.
Sandy and Clayton.
Yes. Which was weird, honestly. I think AD was rightfully like, are you bringing this guy in for me or for you later?
Right. Is this like a way to bring him in without it being so obvious that you're bringing him for yourself? Because definitely if Sandy would have went on a date with JR, hell would have broke loose. Louis would have been very upset. Louis would have lost it. But her sending AD on the date with him, he comes into the house. They have the opportunity to talk, you know, and if it goes well, she gets to match with JR and do what she wants. But also, if it doesn't go well, she gets to turn back to Louis, as we see that she does later on, and say, I could have gone on a date with my ex and I didn't, you know.
I mean, Sandy's calculated. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. And she admitted to it in so many words later, you know, saying like, wasn't sure if there was something here. And we saw her deliberating, going back and forth, because she even said when she was in the boardroom, you know, what should I go out on a date? Should I put myself up for a date? You know, JR was there standing in her face, but she's a calculated woman. She's smart. She said, I'm not going to make it, you know, I'm going to backdoor him in. Okay.
Right.
AD, you go on a date with him, bring him back to the villa, and then I can see how I feel about him. So, well, yeah, Sandy, right. We knew what she was doing. We knew what she was doing.
Totally. So what do we think as of now in this first drop? What are their chances of winning? Are we even rooting for this couple to be together?
I'm not supporting Louis. I can't support him at all. Not rooting for him. No. He's a joke. He doesn't want a serious relationship. He doesn't want commitment. He's self-proclaimed all this stuff. Oh, I'm hot about this. I'm spiraling. I'm this. I'm that. No, sir. He enjoys doing these shows. He enjoys meeting beautiful women and entertaining them, but that's all he wants. So
A pass for me.
Which totally makes sense because he is 23 years old. It makes sense that he wants to be out in these streets meeting beautiful women. You know, it all makes sense. But I also feel like part of me, it does, the relationship or their matching does make sense because Sandy is older, is more strategic, right? And so I feel like she is able to feel like she's in control in the relationship in a way. Yeah. But I'm just like, at the end of the day, Louis is also kind of doing what he wants, because he said, if I could make it so that Sandy couldn't go on a date with anybody else and I could date whoever I wanted, I would do that. And so I'm just like, he does not want to be in a committed relationship. He just wants to date around, be selfish, which makes sense. Yeah. I'm not rooting for them. Mm-hmm. But as long as they're having fun, they're having fun. And she clearly, Sandy likes having somebody she can go back and forth with. And I think Louis being younger, he's willing to do that a little bit with her.
Yeah. I don't know how much she likes the back and forth. I'm not really buying it. But she at least thinks he's pretty. At least I'm having my time on this show with a pretty man. So that's it. I don't know if they're actually going to win this. Let's move on to AD and Ollie. It has already been spoiled that these two are engaged and she is pregnant with their first child. And now we're seeing how this all came about. Ollie basically made claim to AD immediately, which makes me a little bit suspicious. Or was it attractive for you guys?
For me, it was attractive.
Okay.
A man who's just like sees and it's like, boom, that's it. I know what I want. He's convicted about it. There's something to me about that that makes me believe that it's more genuine. And I mean, that's to me, that's attractive. You know, you want a man that just sees you and he's like, oh my gosh, I have to have this woman. So seeing that instant attraction that he had to her, I'm here for it. I believed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I ever thought about it as like it being attractive to me or not. But I think for me, their energy with each other on the first episode, it instantly clicked. I'm like, oh, it makes sense now why they're engaged and they have a baby. You know, yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, when they did the announcement, which I didn't even watch the last season of Love is Blind. So it's like, I just saw it on the internet and I was just like, now how did this happen? Like, how did they become like, because I'm like, I love Perfect Match, but also I don't actually genuinely feel like Perfect Match is a show where you find your soulmate, right? Like just like the setup of it. It's like the amalgamation of like Love Island and Temptation, you know, like, I'm just like, people have fun. They have a good time. They meet people that they're attracted to. Do I feel like they're going to run off and get married 9 times out of 10? No. So I was so shocked when I saw the announcement between AD and Olive coming from that show. But then seeing them on that first episode, I was like, ooh, okay. Like clearly, instantly. Because even Olive was like staking his claim for AD, but AD clearly clocked Olive immediately too, you know? So I feel like they were just kind of like locked in immediately. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, did they make this baby during the filming of Perfect Match? Because they are in it.
I don't know. And that's been a question actually a lot. It's just like, what's the timeline? Since there's so many spoilers that are out. I think they also waited on this. There has been like rumors of re-editing because of certain outcomes that came out. So I'm definitely looking closely. I like the conversation about Innit. AD's like, you're throwing Innit everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, use it in a sentence. Let me try and figure this out. I don't know. I'm just like, he was so all up on her in the common spaces. And maybe it's because I just watched this recent Love Island USA and how the men, I think their biggest beef with our boy Jeremiah was that he kept doing so much in the common places when they're supposed to start mixing. And I'm like, yes, give AD like a second to even have a chance. Ollie's like, nope. This is it. She even says something in the beginning. She's like, you doing a lot now. And Ollie's like, I am going to lock you down. Now, I'm also, okay, Quita, I think I'm scared because we watched Ollie on Love is Blind UK.
We did.
How was he? Because I only saw like the first two episodes of it. But overall, how was he?
This man knows to do the least. And I think he goes a long way with that. Literally how their relationship ended is because right before they went to the altar, he like ghosted. He did not talk to our beautiful woman that he was engaged to right before the wedding. And Demi saw that as a sign. It's like, oh, the one day that cameras aren't around and we're kind of getting ready to go to the altar, you don't even speak to me. And even his reaction to being rejected at the altar, he was just like, why? As if I'm so great. How could she be sent? And he's not crying or, and it's like, he's very nonchalant in a way.
Yes.
That makes, and in this challenge, what would you say to a woman to get her to fall in love with you? What was Ollie's response? You'll do. That's the epitome of Ollie.
Yeah.
I was like, that was such an Ollie answer. And it's like, it's just that weird confidence that he doesn't really feel like he needs to do much. But
yeah.
Have his hands all over a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also, what was like a turn off on Love is Blind UK, his season, well, the only season so far, but he is so nonchalant in a way with the woman that he's partnered with. But then you see these moments where he'll react to another woman and he has a lot of energy. So there was this moment. So in the pods, he was dating Demi, who he ended up getting engaged to, but he also was dating Charlotte. And at their first mixer, when the first time he sees Charlotte,
sublime.
Yeah, he's like, she's bazook. So like he rolled off three adjectives in a row with like so much energy, but he was with the guys, but you would just witness him be so like nonchalant and confident the whole time with Demi. And it's like, interesting
energy shift. Yeah.
Yes.
He kind of had that with Alex after their whole tit for tat. He said something about being shocked Alex didn't make it because he used a word. And I'm like, I haven't heard Ollie say any kind of 80, yeah, adjectives around 80. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting to me. And okay, so what did you think? These two are winning compatibility challenges. And they get into that boardroom and we see their first conflict. And it got tense in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, Ollie, like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Because he was definitely interested in Alex, attracted to her, wanting to go on the date. Didn't he say that around the boys? Just like, you know, he would have done it, but like 80 was there.
He did say that. He said that. Yeah.
It was a problem.
It was a problem. But I also loved witnessing AD get her strategy back in the boardroom. I'm like thinking about like, okay, you know, we can't do too much strategy too early and blow up strong relationships. Yes. But then she sees Rachel and she's like, we should bring her in, send her on a date with someone else. Because the moment she comes back to the villa, Clayton will obviously react to her and that will shake his partnership that he has. And I was like, AD, I love this.
She's strategizing.
And she what she imagined or envisioned happening literally happened after her boardroom decision.
Absolutely. I think there was also a very unsaid thing of what AD wanted in this boardroom too, because she kept pulling down QT. QT is from the Circle and Battle Camp. And she's like, let's pair him with Louis, who is in another pretty strong relationship. Ollie keeps being like, that is not Louis's type. The unsaid thing in this conversation is AD was trying to give a black woman a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I saw.
She was, but I also appreciate Ollie being clear that she is not Louis's type. Because I think one thing that did upset me several times throughout Perfect Match season 2 is black women were being brought in on dates with men who clearly were not attracted to them or did not date women like them. Mm-hmm. And every time Louis talks about the type of women he's attracted to, he uses the word light. Like he uses, or he'll use the word like tan, but it's very clear he's indicating not a dark-skinned black woman. He's not attracted to that type of woman. And I recognize what AD was trying to do, but I'm like, girl, we do not need to bring in another dark-skinned black woman on a date with a black man who does not prefer women like her. Like, we don't need to do that. If we gonna send him on a date with his type, like Alex. And clearly, as the thigh shots we all saw, he was clearly very happy about that decision. And I don't feel like he would have given QT that same energy had they brought her in.
Yeah. You know? No. Yeah. In the end, I mean,
it was Daniel and Lucy.
Daniel and Lucy. Yeah. They're the ones who did that. Yeah.
So they were sneaky. They were like, first rank these couples from most compatible to least. So they ranked our Ollie and AD and Sandy and Louie. No,
AD and Ollie and Madison and
right.
Freddie. Yeah, Freddie.
Which I can't wait to talk about that. But yeah, and they were like, okay, well, they got to get split up and they're going on a date. So now Ollie's on a date with Justine and who is this girly pop?
Olivia? Olivia, right?
Okay. Olivia, and he is doing massages with them. That's such a weird date idea. They are not trying to go for like I don't know, real dates. They're just like, how can we make this seem like a threesome's going to happen, even though it's absolutely not going to?
Yeah, I didn't understand that being a date either, especially because like he started on Justine first and Olivia's just sitting there just like watching. Yeah. It's like, okay, switch. You know, I don't know. Just an excuse for him to put his hands on another woman. That's what I saw.
Exactly. And I mean, Ollie's enjoying himself, but he chooses Justine and he works it out aloud like it's a math problem. He said, well, Justine kind of has similar features to AD, therefore I think I should pick Justine. This man, I'm telling you, he has a type, but he's going against it and thinking of like what would make sense if this was my type. That's how I feel.
Didn't he also say like, or should he was like debating, should he pick the one that he was least compatible with because of AD? I remember him like kind of he's all over the place. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? What do you want? What do you want?
Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, do you think that he knew that AD would be coming back with the singles? Like he was thinking ahead for that?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. He knows no matter what, he wants to end with AD for whatever reason that is. So he's like, what would make the most sense to not anger her? Yeah. I guess someone who would look like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, if that was. That would anger me, you know, because I'm like, not you trying to get a copycat. Not you trying to get a tattoo point. Not the bootleg version. Like, why are you going to pick a girl that looks like me? I wouldn't like that. In my, if I was in that position, I would be like, ew, I'll be turned off by that. Like, you're weird.
Quito, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's weird when people date someone who looks exactly like their ex. I mean, clearly there are differences, but it did seem like he was like trying to do the math equation of what would make AD happiest and not necessarily choosing based on what he wanted in that moment. Yeah, because I think, you know, we do know from watching Perfect Match, there is a point where they do bring back all of the singles, you know, and so he knew AD would be coming back, and so what would be the decision that would keep him out of the doghouse the most, which I'm just like, I think either way something will happen that will upset AD. Something
we already heard in the teaser for next week.
Exactly.
It was like, so what I did compared to whatever you did, you're trying to compare that, and I can't be. I'm like, we already saw him, or at least heard. That was very weird. We heard him kissing, and then he's putting his hand up to the camera. So he's at least doing that with Justine.
And we know they cuddled, because Justine the next morning does say that was some of the best cuddles I've ever had. Yeah.
What could he have possibly been doing? I'm sorry. What could he have possibly been doing that's the best cuddle you ever had? She must be spitting game. I'm just like, okay, Justine, do whatever you can to test this man for AD, I guess. But I
thought it was a little bit like cute that he's trying to think ahead for something that's not going to anger AD, because that means that AD is his end game, you know, that's who he wants to leave with. That's who he wants to be with. So he doesn't want to mess that up. So I gave him some credit for that. I was like, okay.
You know, compared to what he was doing with Justine and compared to what Madison was doing on her dates elsewhere, she was like, out of respect, because someone asked her for a kiss and she's like, out of respect. And I'm like, dang, she is a laser focused on Freddie. She's like, you're not gonna get me. I got a good man. Mm-hmm. And I also want to note, freaking Ollie had accused Madison of taking advantage of a nice guy, Freddie, when she started crying when they set him up on
that's, with someone that's else. That's right.
And I'm like, that's a very weird accusation. That's very weird that's a thing you think someone would do, taking advantage of a nice person.
Yeah. I feel like there were several comments that the men made about Madison. I feel like I feel like her initial decision of switching up kind of didn't land well with some of the guys, but
yeah. But is there anything else we want to say about AD and Ollie before we move on?
I'm really excited to see the second drop and like what ensues. Really excited.
I mean, we know that they're together and everything. Are you rooting for them to win in general? What do you think of the beginning?
I'm rooting for them to win.
Yeah.
For them to win. They're together in real life. They're expecting. They're happy. Right. So I can stand behind that. Black love.
Right.
I like
it. Right. That's my thing. I'm like, I'm assuming they won. I feel like they won. They do feel like a more genuine like connection, even if it's very physical attraction driven in the beginning, but like they clearly are very attracted to each other. I'm rooting for them. And yeah, I'm like, spoiler alert, we already know they're together. So even if they don't win, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the biggest part. All right. I guess we should go into Madison. So Madison of Love is Blind was coupled up with Cody of Temptation Island. I do not know this man, but I was getting bad vibes. Bad vibes.
Yeah, Cody was awful.
The first chance she got in the boardroom with him. I love that. I don't know. I love when women go in the boardroom and pull a switch up on a man. Ooh. I don't know. Call it Miss Andrew, if you will, but I really love that. And
honest. That's her thing. Because even when they did this kissing raft, she was like, Cody's mouth is not my favorite part of him. He needs a tongue scraper and mouthwash. She had prescription.
Yeah.
Take yourself to the nearest drugstore, please.
Yeah. So I wasn't surprised that she got rid of him after that. I said, his breath stink? No go. It's just poor hygiene, poor oral hygiene. No.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Move, get back from that.
Exactly. And she said that Freddie was one of her Netflix crushes. So it's like when you get that chance, do you pass it up? No.
No.
You have to go on the date.
Yeah. So they go on this date. She is riding high, which I understand. Madison gives I go to the beat of my own drum. So she immediately wanted to talk to Freddie about being a mortician.
Yes.
And that he went back to his day job after reality TV. He's not out here in these streets trying to do every show. Mm-hmm. So that's also probably very attractive to her. And yeah, I think the date went well. How do you guys think Freddie feels? Because I think the perspective is very much how Madison feels about this.
I think he enjoys her, but as we've seen those moments where, you know, she's insecure and the crying and everything, I think that gives him some hesitation about her. But I think overall he enjoys like her company.
And I think Freddie's like probably physically attracted to Madison, but it from watching his season of Love is Blind UK, I think, and he said something like to the effect of he likes a fiery woman. So I think in these moments, maybe when Madison is crying and more vulnerable and emotional, he maybe typically dates a woman who leans more into like anger or like a different type of emotion. Cause I'm like, he was with Kat, right? And like Kat was like, you know, like it was kind of antagonistic in a way, like their relationship, like she was kind of often driving conflict with him, even when he wasn't necessarily doing something that another person would think is a point of conflict, but it would be for her. And he kind of stuck through. She ended up saying no to him, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember, but he was along for the ride.
No, I think he said no.
Okay.
And he was like, and he tried to hug her and she was like, not hug me.
Exactly. Again, the type of he would pair himself with to be like, do not touch me. But they do seem to get along. They're very sweet together and cute together.
Yeah.
They're cute. Like I said, Madison, like, I think it was maybe like episode 2 or 3, and she was just like crying like all day. He was at the date. And then he came back. Didn't she say like, if he didn't pick her, she was going to leave? She just wants to go.
Yeah. She said, this is it for me. Yeah. Which I'm no, like, girl. Okay, you're putting a lot of pressure. I think that can be true without voicing that. Yeah. But I think that was her like last card on the table. You yeah. are it. I will pack my bags. You are the only good guy here. And I feel Madison on that, honestly.
I feel her on that. Communicating it. Framing it as an ultimatum, kind of like, well, pick me or else you're kind of going to be the one responsible for me going home because I'm just going to eject myself. Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, calm down. Let this man make his decision. Don't you want the man to want you and to just be chosen without slapping conditions or like threatening him with it?
Yeah.
I just don't like that approach. I don't like the way that she's moving when it comes to Freddie. I feel like it really, really reveals her insecurities. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, I didn't watch Love Island, the Minnesota one. It's the only one I didn't see because I was just like, I was like, I don't need that. But aside from that, I feel like I like her. But like I said, it's just the insecurities that keep coming up with Freddie. I want her to be more strong and confident, know that, you know, this is my man. We got, you know, what we got going on. Doesn't matter if new girls come in here. I want to see her embody that.
Yeah.
I think it's very Love Is Blind coded, though. Because when AD went on her date, Ollie acted the same way without the tears, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think, again, it's like depending on what show you come from, how you show up. Because Perfect Match is about finding your perfect match, right? But it definitely has Love Is Blind, Temptation Island, Too Hot to Handle energy. You have to be somewhat comfortable, not only you going on dates with other people, but your match being set up to go on dates with other people, whether they choose it or not. But I feel like the more serious commitment show folks are always throw a tantrum when their person goes on a date with someone else. And they're like, wait, what is happening? Why are you doing that? Do you still like me? And it's like, okay, Freddie didn't send himself. Freddie didn't send himself on the date. Freddie got told he was going on a date.
If he
finds someone better, girl, just find someone else. Like, there's a whole house full of men. Like, I don't know. But
yeah,
she's ready to go.
I feel you. She was over it though, and I kind of love it. I do need to see Freddie giving a little bit more for me to like super ship, but I am rooting for them to like just explore and see what happens, even though he's all the way in the UK. And to be I need to correct myself, he's a funeral director, not a mortician. And then what did you guys think? Because that was the cliffhanger. So Madison and Freddie did get split up at the end. So she gets put on a date with Ray from Love Island Games and Jalen from Too Hot to Handle. Jalen was so her type. Jalen was like obviously attractive to her, but she's like, Freddie is where I'm going to feel safe and feel something down there. And that's what I need in my life.
Yeah, I picked that up too. I think she's trying to make the best of the situation, but she locked in with Freddie. She's like, when's Freddie come back?
Exactly. Yeah. Freddie was a hot commodity for his answers in the compatibility challenge too. But I do have to call him out. The phrase he said for get a woman to like you is, I like you more than my ex. Freddie,
Women don't want to be compared to other women.
No.
And definitely not your ex.
Right.
No. Not a compliment. Why are you even bringing her up? Like,
exactly.
They should be dead to you. that automatically pisses me off.
So that's my only note to Freddie. It's like, let's pick another phrase next time. All right, Clayton. Ooh. Oh, The Bachelor started with Juliet of Temptation Island and Siesta Key. I do not know Juliet. Juliet, though, was kind of a stalker in that first episode. She was like, where's Clayton? Where's Clayton? Where's Clayton? Who is he talking to? Clayton. And it's like, wow.
Juliet she's scary, okay? Because she going to come around that corner. She was on that man, okay? Breaking up chats, looking around. She was like drunk the whole time, too. Like, she was just like all over the place. When she left, I felt relief. You know, I was like, she's just too much. You know, she's too much. She's unpredictable.
For sure.
Gotta go. She's got to go. I did not like her and Clayton together at all. Clayton, wasn't it? He didn't really like, didn't he just kind of end up with her?
Yes, Clayton was going after Madison, but then Juliet came and stole him. And in that exchange, Madison essentially locked it down with Cody because of Juliet interrupting them.
Juliet is a wrecking ball, okay?
For sure. And then she tried things out with this dude. This guy was a scammer, Carrington. He was like, I will say and do anything. I will love bomb to get into that house, and did not even do it successfully. So, and it was very interesting that Clayton was interested in Madison. Okay, do you think the beginning, if Madison and Clayton matched in the beginning, would it have lasted?
No.
You don't think so? I'm trying to think.
I think she
could have been attracted to him.
I think
Clayton, they could have had a thing.
Maybe, like physically, maybe, but it's the personality. Like, did you watch Clayton's season?
No? The Bachelor?
I don't watch The Bachelor.
Quita, Gabby, Wendy.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like, was it Rachel and Gabby?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he dumped both of them at the same dang time.
That's what I was wondering, because I don't watch The Bachelor, but watching The Traitors and Gabby talking about what happened on her season when Rachel came in, I was like, was Gabby the other Bachelor, like the other woman? So
okay, Gabby from Traitors was the other woman that was against Rachel.
Right, and he turned down both of them for
at the same time. Yes. He sat them in a room and was like, I slept with both of you, told both of you I love you, I'm so sorry, but I'm actually gonna go for Susie, the third place.
Right.
Boom. Exactly. Like, what? Excuse me? Are you gonna sit me down and think that we're gonna have a civil conversation about this?
Right.
Sir.
Exactly. Right. And the whole time, I will say Rachel was pretty emotional. Like, what we see in this is pretty par for the course. But also Clayton, what we saw from Clayton. Here's the thing. When Rachel got brought back to this house, what happened was is that Clayton remembered he is a villain in somebody's story. And men get so uncomfortable after a breakup that you might not be cool with them. The first thing you say if someone asks you is going to be negative. So he wanted to feel better about himself by laying it on with Rachel. And honestly, after he said his, I missed the interaction where he said his intuition was wrong. So you guys could tell me, but I was like,
He said, yeah, he did end up saying his intuition was wrong, but
I don't want him to say the word intuition ever again.
Ever.
He doesn't know what it means. He's misusing ever. It. He's using it as a cop-out excuse for everything, sir. Own up to your shit. You're playing games.
Okay? And emotional maturity and security, he loves using those words. Honestly, this is also very Bachelor. They will weaponize the therapy speak to make it seem like they're ready for marriage, because that's always what the stakes are. And all his answers in that compatibility challenge was not turning on any woman, talking about secure and everything. And then he's not. You can't be secure if one day you're being like, my intuition says this is our time for a second chance. And then hours later, not even a full day.
Not even a full day.
You're making this girl cry again on television.
And what also, just the cherry on top, is he assumed that there would be more women coming into the house and not even thinking about the fact that there were Rachel, they just brought in additional women. More than likely, they were going to be bringing in more men. And so I was just like, so you dumped Rachel, or like, because even on the date with Sandy, automatically their conversation, what he was saying, I was like, this is weird. Why are you switching up on Rachel so quickly for Sandy when y'all haven't had a vibe at all? Like, him so quickly being like, I'd be open to matching with you. And I'm just like, what gave you the impression that Sandy would want to match with you? Like,
it came out of left field, didn't it?
It did.
I had to pause. I was like, did I miss something? I was like, where is this coming from?
No, he realized he brought Rachel in out of guilt. He realized that. And then was like, oh, shoot, I want to match with someone else. And it's like, well, you should have just stayed paired with, he was with Juliet at that point, right? So it's like, you should have just stayed with Juliet. Why would you even match with Rachel? There were other men who were interested in Rachel. She could have paired with one of them. Like, you did all of this for what?
I think that he has a thing about women who want him. Like, it gives avoidant. It gives, oh, you want me? Now I need to move on to the next thing. Because he's been doing this for years now. And now I'm looking at what this man's horoscope is. Apparently, he's a Taurus rising, a moon in Leo. And then what's that sun sign?
I like how this cast has been getting into their zodiac signs. Post
writing this.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Like,
lots of water signs.
Yes, there were a lot of water signs
somewhere.
I mean,
but yeah, Ollie's moon and Leo is a big one.
Oh. Also, Ollie's a Leo, and I feel like all of Ollie's behavior screams Leo. But
Leo.
For sure. For sure. So... honestly, though, okay, and I can't help but think about the meta, the reality TV of it all, because I'm like, all right, Rachel, why are we going to do this again? And you could tell she didn't want to. She couldn't believe this was happening, but what a better storyline on reality TV of like, oh, these two people who had this big bachelor thing, they're trying again, and then and then he dumps her. Rachel cries. Is she going to get another bachelor show? No. But like, this man basically had a bow out. He sacrificed his place, honestly, on this show for Rachel. Rachel's just in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, Rachel, I do like Rachel, but I was so confused why she agreed, why she accepted to match with him. So then when she's crying a couple hours later, I'm like, girl. He's like, he did this to me again. You did it to yourself, too.
You did it to yourself.
Because you know him, okay?
Yeah.
And you know his bullshit, okay?
Yeah.
And now here we are. So let's just
off
the tears. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was Rachel's vibe the whole season of The Bachelorette. Like, people started turning on her because she, like, cried a lot. And, like, you know, it's just Gabby was the one who was tearing Clayton down in the moment. He was dumping them, and Rachel was in tears, so that felt right. Now, she does get with Scott of Love Island. I am familiar with Scott. I liked him the first time he was on Love Island.
Really?
Did not follow him to Love Island games, but I already knew this ain't going nowhere, because Rachel is such an American in the annoying way, because most Americans would be like, English, and I'm like, girl, you can't do that. Like, even the white people be beefing with the English over colonization. He is Welsh.
I'm from
Wales.
I'm like, thank goodness this is an Irish person, because an Irish person would probably clear her out.
Yeah, they would have ate her up over that.
But Scott is really trying, and she keeps trying to do a British accent to him when, again, he's Welsh.
Yeah. That moment where he was talking to her because he just needed to match with someone, and she copied him but used a British accent, and he's like, why are you saying it in a British?
Yeah.
I was just like, girl, stop, like, stop, wait, stop.
Isn't it all the same? Like, I'm like, girl, just let that one go, man. Just be yourself.
She's out of control. Scott has the ick bad, but he's like, I have to keep going.
Right. He's like, this is my, he literally says, I have a route into the house. And he's like, oh, that sounds bad. Like,
yeah,
clearly that's how he feels. He's like, Rachel's my way into the house, and I just have to stick it out no matter how much I have the ick right now. I get into the house, and then hopefully I can find somebody else.
It's so true. I wonder if Scott and QT could have something.
Hmm.
Because one thing Scott gonna do, he is going to probably interact with the Black women on these dating shows. That has been the trajectory. When Justine came in, he looked at Ray and he was like, Justine is here. And then Justine was like, I did send him home.
Sorry about that.
Justine, what did you do to this man? So I don't know. That's something I'm rooting for. If we can get Scott and QT on a date, maybe something will happen.
Scott gives me the vibes. Like, I mean, he said he did Love Island's, like, UK games, US, whatever, like three back to back. So the energy I was getting from him is he's a gamer. Okay. He does these relationship shows. Mm-hmm. He has his target. He has a certain way that he goes about it. Remember when he was, who was he talking to? I forgot if it was Ray or Jalen, but he had told the other one, like, oh, yeah, you need to pull her and talk to her. And then you need to, he's like coaching people. Mm-hmm. He's telling people, now is your time to strike. Go break that up, pull her. She's going to do this. You need to do that. So I don't know what he's looking for on this game other than to win. That's the vibe I get from him.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to win this.
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares about the girls.
I don't know. Okay, so this is like for me watching his first season, because he blew up after that first season. He was pretty stuck on wanting Catherine, this gorgeous dark-skinned woman. Catherine was like too focused on something else, and everyone was just like, it was almost a Nick and Alandria. If you watch this current season of Live Island USA, everyone's like, girl, if you don't see this white boy, this cute white boy in front of you, and she never saw it. And I think because everyone was like, oh, we love Scott from all that, he did multiple shows back to back. Like, he had a busy summer, and then that's about it. So it's like, I do want to have a double standard with him and Louis, even though you're probably right, Ty. You were on a competitive show. We see the competitor in him. But I'm just
a competitor.
Like, no, he really wants love.
Okay, he got a game plan. He's coaching other people. That's why he came in here. I was like, what is this? I was like, what is up with this guy? And I kept thinking, I'm like, I wonder how he behaved on Love Island. Like, if he was serious about looking for love, or he was just having a good time. Because I feel like the way that he's moving right now, he's trying to secure his spot. He's trying to stay. He's trying to find somebody that he can win with.
And even Ray said, like, Ray was like, oh, my boy Scott's in the house. Like, I know he's going to want me in. Like, strategy.
An alliance here.
Right, but... we have an alliance.
Well, he did swoop in Rachel. Remember when she was on his lap at the pool, all wrapped around him? I didn't think she was going to match with him, but, you know, she just went through another breakup. So,
because she was,
I guess, into, she's just there for the vibes. I don't know, but I don't really see them as, like, very compatible. Like I said, it doesn't seem like he likes her. Like,
no.
He's kind of annoyed by her.
He is annoyed by her. Yeah,
she was vibing with, was it Ray or Jalen?
No, it was Jalen, the tall, light-skinned one that was on the double date with Madison.
Rachel was vibing with him, and Scott spotted it, right? And he was like, okay, I need to route them in a different direction. Like,
yes. So probably the next episode's going to be do or die. What's going to happen is that Rachel needs to go hard for Jalen. Scott needs to go hard for, I don't know, did him and Justine have a thing? Can he try? try maybe again to get his Black queen?
And at this point, because Scott is already in the house, he could also match with any of the single women, right? Okay.
Yeah. So... We'll see. But that's where we end up with them. And then we have the couple I really dislike last. And that is Daniel and Lucy of Too Hot to Handle. He's from Dated and Related. And at first, didn't know anything about Daniel. So clean slate. And then at first, it was like, okay, it seems like they're both physically into each other. Now, I see Daniel is so insecure. This man will accuse Lucy of embarrassing him over any little thing. And it's like, at some point you have to take control of your own self-esteem, sir.
Yep.
Cause first of all, in the kissing challenge, anyone can mistake anyone else. Honestly, you're not supposed to weigh, you're not supposed to try and deduce your partner. Right. You rate the kiss, would you rate the kiss? And if you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it. Try again.
I mean, okay. So with the kissing challenge one, because I had a lot of thoughts on this one. She knew that wasn't her man. She knew that. My problem was the crying and the trying to act like that wasn't it, you know? And maybe it was the way that he went about it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with her rating someone other than her partner, Ollie, a 10. And, you know, she knew that was Ollie. Ollie, even beforehand, was just like, damn, everybody's going to know it's me because I'm the only man with like a full grown, you know, just like beard and all this facial hair.
Right.
Him getting the attitude about it, getting butthurt over it. Like, no, dude, like it's not that serious. But then her reaction back to that, I felt like she was trying to dial it back. And she was like, oh, well, I made a mistake. And I don't know, the different reasoning she was giving. I was like, girl, you was out there. You enjoyed the kiss. Okay. Yeah. If he's not secure enough to deal with it, then maybe this isn't the person that you need to be matched with. But what we're not going to do is be crying all over the place. Like, no, he needs to get over it. And if he can't, then find a new match.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, also, I just want to point out that Daniel had Juliet's whole foot in his mouth on day one and ended up matching with Lucy. Which I know no one was in a pair, but I just feel like his reaction, right? Like, it's just like, this is a show where you're having fun. There's a lot of flirtatious energy. Mm-hmm. The whole point of the game is you're not supposed to be trying to like figure out who is who. You're just kissing and rating the kisses and enjoying it. And the fact that he would get so upset with Lucy is just like, okay, you're clearly insecure. You do not own her. And like, if you are not secure and confident in what you bring to this partnership, then like find a different match. Like, and I think
find a different show. Cause this is all open dating. So if you can't deal with open dating, which means that it is open, it's not exclusive. Don't go.
She's from a show called Dated and Related. Like, I am not buying that you're not have any experience with any of this, but it's very uncomfortable how much he takes Lucy's things as like very personal or a reflection of him, that he keeps using embarrassed instead of, oh, it hurt my feelings, or I'm feeling a little jealous, or it's just, I am embarrassed. You are making me look like a schmuck and I want to be viewed a certain way. And it's like, to me, you look like a schmuck because you keep talking about being embarrassed. And then I think I'm clocking him and Louis as being very manipulative when it's the nights where women have power. I feel like they pick a fight. And they try to make the woman feel bad, and then they have to pick them to make it all right. Because the second time Daniel's embarrassed, what was it?
It was because she was laughing. She was laughing because what's his face had the same birthday as her ex.
In terms of
zodiac signs. And when he said April 29th, of course she's going, because it's like, oh, that's my ex. And they're laughing, having a little moment. And he's sitting up there like, oh no, like this isn't good for me. Oh, you're embarrassing me. What?
She's from Too Hot to Handle. She knew what she could be doing.
That was my thing. Because even when he's like, I don't care what y'all are laughing about, I'm like, they weren't touching each other. They weren't kissing. They weren't very physically close. You actually do need the context of what they were laughing about, which was that her ex has the same birthday as Ray. She did not express any interest in Ray. She wasn't saying me and Daniel are open to dating. Literally just laughing about zodiac signs. And he was so insecure and yet again told her she was embarrassing him.
And I'm just she's internalizing that. Because remember, she's crying and she's like, I don't want to, you know, make somebody feel like I'm an embarrassment to them. Yeah. And the way I see her internalizing that, I'm like, girl, no.
He's insecure.
His manipulation, his projection. you're not doing anything wrong. Exactly. You need to find a new match, okay? Because he can't take this. He can't handle it. He can't deal with it.
He is a man that is like, we're watching in real time him dwindling her light. Like, she can't laugh.
A girl can't laugh.
Oh my gosh. And she has to like end up crying every single time. I'm like, I'm tired of seeing these women cry. None of these men are crying over them.
Mm-mm. And then it's the cycle with Lucy and Daniel. She's crying and then he's like, oh, let me come for her. And, you know, then he tries to say like, oh yeah, well, you know, this and that. And I admit I didn't communicate well. I'm sorry, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think he gets a kick out of the crying, yes. You know, and he knows like, okay, yeah, I have her. Yeah, she's all emotional.
And then he minimizes her feelings mm-hmm. while he's like so-called comforting her. He's like, yeah, the last time he's like, this is nothing to get so upset about. But it's like, she could have easily said that to him around what he was upset about mm-hmm. was nothing to get upset about. And she wasn't doing that. She was actually, like you said, internalizing what he's saying is something very serious, that she's doing something wrong. And then he'll be like, no, in the first time when he was like in the shower talking to her and mm-hmm. she leaves the room crying, he's like, why are you leaving the room crying? Like, why are you crying? And it's like, you told her she embarrassed you. Like, a lot of people would feel hurt by a statement like mm-hmm. that. It's like, don't minimize her feelings when actually you're overreacting and acting immaturely when mm-hmm. you could just have a conversation around, hey, I'm feeling jealous. I think I like you more than I thought. I'm like, you know, you down bad when Louie's making more sense than you. Like, you're down bad. Like,
yeah.
Daniel needs to get it together.
I think Daniel also is just like hyper aware of the cameras because embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And like, I think for other people, they're just doing them, they like are used to this and yeah. everything like that. But I think Daniel is like almost always thinking of his like manhood and how people view them at the episodes and being like, oh, she was playing you and getting in his own head. And it's like, go home. I don't think this is for you because this is
you clocked it. That's what it is. It's the public perception. He doesn't want to look like, you know, a simp or whatever. Like, she's out here, all this other stuff. And that's all his own fragile ego talking. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me. You're right. He's worried about the public perception.
Yeah. So I do
not. It's not even that deep. The public perception is that you're tripping, sir. You know?
Literally.
She's not embarrassing you. You are actually embarrassing yourself.
No. He doesn't have a personality either outside of it. Like, he's so boring. Like, I need you to be doing something else. Louis will at least have some, he's bringing, okay, I'll give you advice. It might not be the best.
It's going to be bad advice and I'm going to get the phrases wrong every time, but I'm trying.
I'm going to flirt. I'm going to make fun of myself and have euphemisms. Daniel, you're doing nothing and bringing nothing but sadness, and it's like a bummer every time now he comes on my screen. So I'm not rooting for them
a lot, though. I love Lucy. I haven't seen her before, but immediately she was like one of the first people I was like, oh, I love her energy, I love this girl, I hope she finds, you know, somebody that's good for her. And now that I see this drama and this stupid stuff with Daniel, I'm like, girl, just get somebody else, you know.
But you know what? I also have down, Lucy was talking to Scott, that also made Daniel mad. So maybe that's what will happen. Maybe it's Rachel goes for Jaylen, and then. But I think Lucy, he got her where he wants her.
He does. It's that crying and that reconciliation afterwards and the comforting and everything like that and that emotional, all that stuff. That's how he's clamping down on her. So
hate it.
I don't know. I hope she breaks free though.
Yeah.
I hope so too.
Oof. I think that's it for the first drop of episodes. So that means at this moment we need to pick our chaotic bye moment of these episodes. I can go first. Madison is the one bisexual in this cast that we know of. So of course I was paying close to her. I did put, and this was in the first episode, Madison filling up Louie and saying he has a C cup is my chaotic vibe moment.
How did I forget about that one?
I'm just like, you know what? Yes, this is something I would do. It's like men have breast disease. You are working out just to make your breast disease look good. So You're not gonna get away from a compliment on those. Quita, do you have one?
Mine is a stretch, but it is when Clayton and Sandy go to the boardroom and come back after they've selected JR and I can't remember the other guy to go on a date. And Sandy's like, oh yeah, I'm excited. Things are going to get shaken up. And Clayton's like, you know, from the male perspective, I just have to say, these guys, they're really attractive. Yeah. Like one of them, he's like really attractive. He's like tall and he's like muscular. And then Sandy's like, okay, calm down. Just like, love that moment that Clayton just was like, no, I just have to say one of these guys is really attractive, y'all. Like, we need to be worried.
I was absolutely talking about Jalen, and Madison even chimed in. She was like, you could have matched yourself on a date with them.
I think he was talking about JR actually.
Oh,
because he was gone by this point. I think he was talking about JR.
And yeah. JR flop-tina'd.
Like, flop-tina'd, even though it was so funny because it was like clearly he thought JR was going to bring some drama. Sandy thought JR was going to bring some drama. JR thought that JR was not going to be leaving the house, mm-hmm. all to be leaving the house at the end of the night. But I just love that moment of Clayton being like, no, just from a male perspective. And I'm like, you didn't have to say that. You could have just said, yeah, these guys are attractive, but he was going really hard.
Yeah, and I think that also just shows, like, they would say, what, the male point of view versus the female point of view? They're like, JR is the epitome of testosterone and maleness, and all the women are like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stick with my man.
Exactly.
How about you, Ty?
Mine's going to be a stretch, too. I don't know if it was that chaotic, but what stands out to me is when Rachel was on the date with Scott, and she could not remember that man's name for the life of her. And she was like, literally, like, I was hoping somebody was going to say it. I was waiting for the moment for her to, like, ask him, like, yo, what's your name? Just so he could be like, so even more done with her. Like, she doesn't even remember my name. But I feel you, girl. Like, we've all had those situations before, and it just gets to that point where it's like a little bit too late to ask. And you gotta think of a way to, you know, try to get that information out of them. So I wish we would have seen that. I wanted to see that for sure.
And I love that we didn't see her ask Scott his name, but then later on when he comes into the house and Sandy's with him and she's like, hey, it's Ray or Jay, right? And he's like, no, you sent me on a date. It was just so funny.
That one.
Like,
yeah.
She said it on, like, Rachel on the date didn't know his name. And then later on, Sandy also didn't know his name.
Just unforgettable for whatever reason. You're right. Those two together as the moment.
Messed up.
Being forgettable.
Messed up. Scott's taking hit after hit on this show. All right. Our beautiful black moment of the episodes. I really wrote down 80's first fit, but that was like immediate. I was like, I gotta write something down, but I have to think, am I really going to stand by just a fit for these two? I mean, they are one of the strongest couples.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I'm liking that. One of their moments that really stand out. Did you guys pick one?
Yeah. My beautiful black moment was when the men and women are split up and at the end of episode 6 and the singles start coming out and 80's like the last one to walk up. And Ollie's like, who is that? who is that? And then he's like, oh, that's AD. And AD gets the like slow walk model entrance herself, looking like a baddie in her bathing suit. And Ollie's commentary is like, oh, we're all effed, including me.
Yes.
I'm just like, go and get your woman back. Like,
right.
I guess for me, I would say towards the end of episode, or no, actually it was the beginning of episode 6, when they were being, you know, split up and AD was going home and she was just so emotional and seeing how he comforted her and everything. And even just seeing that outpouring of emotion from her, of course, we already know what happens, you know, with them, but I was like, this is real. You know, it started here. This is beautiful. I just love watching the love story evolve. So that would be mine.
Nice. I think those are really good ones. I wonder what AD has done. If it's anything like last season, those singles were together in their own place, mixing it up, because that's what they did last season. And then we like saw later. So I am so interested on what she was up to. But yeah, I think that's it. Do we have any other thoughts on Perfect Match before we end this episode?
I can't wait for the next drop. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the next drop.
Same. All right, then. Where can people follow you, Ty, in between this and the next drop?
You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram. It is just simply my name, TAI_LOWRY_.
Thanks. How about you, Quita?
You can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita.
And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. And other than that, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.
End
recording.